Last week, we visited with Dr. Jason Osterstock, Vice President and Head of Global Genetics for Zoetis. Dr. Jason introduced us to the genetic selection tool genomic test called Inherit Select. Now, today, we continue our conversation, and we talk just plainly as cowman to cowman. And we talk how to apply and interpret these genetic tests, particularly around the product that we discussed last week, as I said, called Inherit Select. Here's where I'm going to ask you to come in on a consulting basis into my outfit. Here's where part of the frustration comes in on my end, Dr. Jason, and I have to be honest with you, talking cowman to cowman, and that is right now, it's wonderful that we have all of this information. However, if I am a smaller producer and I start moving to the point of a pyramid, moving to that tip, so my selection criteria gets smaller and smaller, or excuse me, my criteria, I guess I should say, gets bigger and bigger, and the option of keeping and retaining those females is what gets smaller and smaller and smaller because I have particular goals that I want to reach or I want to move in this area. And here's where my frustration has been, is as I've started to move to that pyramid and I've wanted to create a more genetically intense and predictable herd, inadvertently, I'm running out of females to pick from. So talk me through this process of how I can start to utilize this data where I don't get so darn frustrated, where I look at it and say, well, what am I doing wrong? None of my females are hitting my criteria right now.
Yeah, great question. And I think, you know, I'll reflect back on a famous quote, you can't manage what you don't measure, right? And so I think as we imagine a genetic improvement program, right, the key to it is having information about that animal's genetic potential. And in the absence of a genetic test, let's say you've got crossbred commercial females, buying good bulls, right? Mm-hmm. And counting on that trickle down to genetics.
Sure.
But in those females, other than maybe knowing who the sire is, you don't really have any genetic information to go from. And that's where this test really helps to expose you to the amount of variation that exists within the herd. And I think there's then two parts of that. One is, the first time you test, it's a bit of a benchmark, right?
Sure.
It tells you, okay, what didn't I know about it? What did I think we were good at? And now appears we're not so good at, and how do I need to manage things a little bit differently? So I think that's part of it. I think the other thing too, and what you'll find is when we do genetic tests, where we look at tens of thousands of markers, compare that to the tens of thousands of genotyped animals, we're going to find that there's a lot of variation in these herds. In a given heifer cohort, even if they're all out of the same sire, you'll see a tremendous amount of variation.
Now, Dr. Jason, if I can spin off of that a little bit, you know how we all think that we've probably got the best herds in the world, right? I mean, we're proud of what we have done, and we should be. Now, the one thing that I want to caution people is when we start getting all of this genetic information, it is a dose of reality, and we may find some holes in our herd. We may find that some things are not as good, maybe, as we thought they could be. Now, I don't want people to get discouraged from that. It is simply a benchmark, and from a benchmark, there is where we can see to make improvements.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point, that we don't want to get discouraged, right? We're going to learn things. And that's part of this exercise. And we're going to learn things that say, yeah, that makes sense, because the bulls that I've bought, I focused a lot on calving ease, or I focused a lot on growth or what have you. We should see that reflected in those females that we test. I think we're also going to find areas that, man, we're not as good at that as I thought we were. And, mm-hmm. and you know, recognizing I maybe need to do some things a little bit different. And so I think it's important not to get discouraged. I think it's also important, and I'm a big proponent of this, although we can use it to benchmark and think about how do my animals rank against somebody else's, the reality is you're not managing somebody else's cows, you're managing your cow. Mm-hmm. And you got to figure out a way to get the most out of them and put them in a position to succeed. And so the key is, when you get that information back, really focus on comparing the animals to one another and identifying, okay, out of this subset, which is the group that truly matches where I need to go.
Do you think that as we are starting to move forward, do you think that there will be less variation in our cattle, in our meat that we are producing, because there are so many tools out there right now to allow us to gather information and make potential changes to move towards that tip of the pyramid that I talk so much about?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see a situation where we paint ourselves into a corner, based on strong selection pressure for individual traits, and all of a sudden the genetic variation evaporates. Some of that's built based on the biology, the reshuffling of genes. We're going to create a new bell curve every year, okay? And so I think, that's not likely to be a concern or an issue. I think also having the information at our disposal allows us to manage that more effectively. And then finally, kind of continually and gradually refining our selection, adding new traits, adding new criteria, et cetera, we're always going to have variation in the cattle that we're selecting. And the key is just having the information to understand that variation and then exploit that variation to maximum effect within our herd.
Dr. Jason Osterstock with Zoetis, as always, appreciate it. The website, one more time for information, is inheritprogress.com. Now, stick around. We'll be right back after this.
With the summer heat comes heat stress. As heat stress goes up, performance goes down. Maximize your grazing efficiency this summer with VitaFirm Heat, a fully fortified vitamin and mineral supplement with the AmaFirm Advantage, reducing heat stress in cattle by lowering body temperature and helps fight against pesky toxicity. It's about to get hot out there. Keep them cool and keep them grazing with the heat lineup. To learn more about which heat formula is right for you, visit VitaFirm.com/VitaFirm-Heat-Products.